engines and a thousand different fights. I was there at the Little Big Horn.
You're listening to KBOO, KBOO Portland. Coming right up, it's Film at 11. And then at 11, it's Pacific Underground, all coming at you on your community radio station, KBOO. Call and support us. It's time to do that.
Worth it all. For I stole California from the Mexican land, fought in the bloody Civil War.
KBOO would like to give special thanks to our local community partners who have donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Crema Coffee and Bakery, located at 2728 Southeast Ankeny Street, serving local coffee and baked goods every day from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Lunch was provided by Crush Bar, located at 1400 Southeast Morrison Street in Portland. Crush is an all-inclusive event space, bar, and restaurant open till midnight or later daily. Dinner was provided by DeNicola's, located in the Creston Kenilworth neighborhood at 3520 Southeast Powell Boulevard. DeNicola's Authentic Italian Restaurant has been a family-run Portland institution for over 40 years, serving Italian cuisine and pizza. Open daily from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. or later. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 or go to kboo.fm/give right now.
Yes, we are here this morning, Film at 11, at 10 today, strangely.
Yes, and someday we will be at 11.
Maybe.
Especially if more cable listeners call in and make a pledge to support the station.
Oh, for sure, yes.
That's what's going on all day today.
And, yes, very important. If you want to listen to community radio, KBOO, we're so lucky to have KBOO here.
Well, you know, we provide a small service, which is to help the good listeners at home to redirect their entertainment dollar to the to support good movies, interesting
local,
movies.
Local
cinemas. Local movies, local festivals, and local filmmakers even.
Yeah.
We've even done that. So
I'm sure you've heard this already this morning, but we would really appreciate it if you'd call in and make a pledge.
Yes.
877-500-5266 supports KBOO directly and all the good work we do here.
Yes. And we've got a lot of movies to talk about because we've got a slightly longer than usual show. It's about 45 minutes or give or take.
We'll be winging it.
But we've got much to discuss. Last week I said that Ad Astra and Downton Abbey were opening, actually are opening today. So keep your fact-checking utensils close to hand whenever I'm talking. But Ad Astra opens today, Downton Abbey, Between Two Ferns, the movie, and also a Rambo movie. I think it's the fourth, and we can discuss that later. Around town, we've got a lot of things the Portland Queer Film Festival is starting at the Cinema 21 with a whole host of films, including Straight Up, End of the Century, Mr. Leather, Vita and Virginia, which we reviewed a couple of weeks ago. Living Room has The Other Room, The Other Story, and The Kiggins is going the nostalgia route with The Searchers and Carrie this month. Hollywood is also doing some nostalgia with Starship Troopers and 99 River Street, but also they're beginning the Portland Echo Fest, a series of movies about ecology in honor of what's coming up next Friday, the Climate Change Day. So, Film Studies Center is...
the protests are going on today.
Yeah, yeah, but the kids, but right. Next week, KBOO is devoted the whole air day to discussions of climate change. Film Studies Center has Where is the Friends House? Island of the Hungry Ghosts, which is a documentary about environment. Some nostalgia stuff such as Paper Moon and Girlfriends and so forth. The Clinton has the Oregon Indie Film Fest, so there's a lot of film fests going on, plus CineKink 2019, which has been going on for about 5 years. The Fifth Avenue Cinema, it does not have any movies yet. They will have some soon, and so on. So, DVDs coming out this week are Yesterday, which I didn't care for too much, Shaft,
The new one.
The latest Shaft. Anna, the latest Luc Besson action female warrior film. Jacob's Ladder. And
the remake.
And amongst the television shows that are coming out are all the shows that are about to be new again. American Horror Story Apocalypse. Billions and Madam Secretary for those political junkies. And that's that. So now we've got plenty of time to talk about movies.
Well, let's not remake movies that don't need to be remade.
Such as?
We were just talking about two movies that were remakes we've talked about this before privately, that so many times movies that are famous are remade when they're already perfect.
Yes.
You know?
Yes, that's
true.
And
why not remake more obscure movies that should be brought to, you know, attention that are actually excellent movies.
Example.
That people haven't seen. I don't know. Thinking about a lot of older movies. I love old Hollywood cinema. So there are so many great plots and stories that could be updated from some classic movies, you know, Thin Man type movies, things like that. You don't need to remake The Thin Man, but I'm just spitballing.
Well, there's lots
here,
of movies.
What I'm saying.
There's a lot of movies that they just didn't get quite right.
That's true.
And you wish that they were done. For example, one of my favorite movies is Copland, but there are some problems with it, despite the fact that it has this fantastic cast from Keitel and De Niro on all the way down to people
Stallone,
like Stallone and Ray Liotta and others, Annabeth Shore. I messed up her name.
Annabella Shore.
Yes, that one. Yes, famous, I guess, these days for The Sopranos. In any case, there's something slightly off about it. If they could somehow maybe do it as a 4-part HBO series with an equally dynamic set of character actors, then it might come off, because it's one of those rare things. It's like the adaptation of a novel, but there's no novel. It's just the way that the movie has so much scope and strength and a big landscape of contesting people, contesting cities, etc.
Too much movie to contain in 2 hours.
Sometimes that happens.
It does happen, yeah, for sure.
I mean, that's what they're doing with Watchmen, the famous comic book. It is now an HBO series.
Kind
I think it's
a disaster
HBO.
As a movie, but
sadly, yes. So, speaking of Rambo, I did see this one.
Okay, it's called Rambo Last Blood.
Yes, it's called Last Blood because it has one of those ambiguous Shane endings where you're not quite sure if he's dead or not at the end.
Well, let's just talk about the arc of this character.
Of course.
Where he starts out as a guy who, I mean, he's not exactly a hero in the first movie.
No, he's a vet wandering around from town to town like the littlest hobo.
Right.
Who gets rousted by some evil cops.
Right.
In a small Colorado town.
Yeah.
And he's been a drifter, but now he employs his combat skills to get back at the city. So that's what happens in the first one, and it was like a cry of pain. At the end, he has a speech about how America has ignored him and the other vets.
Right.
what happens in the second one? He goes into retreat after this, and the army comes looking for him to go back and free some of the American prisoners of war. Okay, so
that's not the one. It's the third one where he shoots down the helicopter with an explosive arrow.
Yes,
right?
He's in Afghanistan in that one. He's fighting the Afghanistan war on his own.
Right.
By that point,
with
the
Mujahideen on his side.
Yeah, of course. By that time, both the political element and the energy of the franchise had dissipated, and nobody really liked Stallone that much at the time. So, I don't know, was it 17 years later? Because he does nothing but sequels now. This one, he takes on the Mexican cartels and immigration. And it is very confused politically. But weirdly, it is extremely well edited and well shot. So, from a technical level, it's actually... like a model movie, have to do an action film. Unfortunately, it's dense politically. It's designed to be both vague and exhortatory at the same time.
Hmm.
You don't know which side he's on, or what side the movie's on, or even if it has a side. You know, it's more like the various Mexican characters are. They could be anybody. In fact, this doesn't even need to be a Rambo movie. It could be any action hero. It could be a Bruce Willis film could have been Die Hard 5.
I wonder if it was one of those scripts that
go ahead.
Someone got a hold of and thought, oh, this would be a good script to turn into that this is the new Rambo vehicle. I mean, listen, Stallone's getting up there. You know, what he did that series of movies called the Expendables.
Yes.
Right, which I think there's another one of those.
Probably.
Coming. Yeah.
But speaking of expendables, what is not expendable is KBOO.
True.
And so I'm hoping that some people who are listening now will call in and support the station with their pledge of membership. And the number is 877-500-5266. And as one of our predecessors on the radio today pointed out, you know, not that many cities have community-funded radio anymore.
Right.
Portland is one of the few ones, along with New York and San Francisco, of course, perhaps a few other cities. But what they also pointed out was that with the help of the internet websites, KBOO can be listened to anywhere in the world.
True.
Both live or the resource of the archived shows.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they're there, you know, for as long as the the website exists.
You can also go online. It's super easy to donate online at kboo.fm.
That's so true, and it's really easy to find the how you do it. You just go to the membership tag at the top of the website.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sign up, please. We need you.
That is it. Is anybody else at the going to encourage people? I see wave. Okay, good. Let's hear from Jenna and Linda.
That's right. You are tuned in to KBOO's Fall Membership Drive. Give us a call, 877-500-5266, because you're a fan of Film at 11, which usually ends at 10:30. Our favorite joke here around KBOO. But nonetheless, 877-500-5266. Show your support for Film at 11. This is one of my favorite shows on KBOO. It's been on for the last 6 months, and every single week, you know, I'm the public affairs director around here, so I have the joy of being able to talk to Doug on a weekly basis when he says, okay, this is what my show's going to be about. And I'm like, oh my God, you are so smart. You are so smart. Your film knowledge is so deep. And when I tune in, I always learn something that I don't know, because Doug and Mona always take the time to talk about the kind of films that you really are, you know, that aren't the mainstream films that are always out there. They say, hey, let's go take a look at all the different film festivals that are coming up. Let's take a look at all the different independent films that are being put out there. And let's talk about what these films are about, not just talking about, oh, how do we sell another Marvel movie? How do we sell another hero? It's always talking about these deeper discussions about what is film and what does it mean in our community? And it's like, Doug, who knows what you're going to say next, because it's going to be deep and you're going to go to my mind. So if you've had those moments with Doug and Mona, which you know you have, give us a call, 877-500-5266, or go online to kboo.fm. Doug, are you in there? Can you hear me? I think he's too busy playing with his microphone a little bit. But Doug and Mona, if you're over there, because I know I can see him through the window a little bit, I'm curious, Doug and Mona, what is it about Film at 11 that you think your listeners value the most about your show?
Well, probably the extra filmic discussions. In other words, we don't just say whether or not we like a movie. We actually discuss sociological, political implications, trends in movie making, and we try to direct people to think a little bit deeper about what they're putting into their eyeballs.
And I want to know, why is that important for you guys to be talking about that in when you first approached me and said, hey, we want to have a weekly film review? I was kind of like, and then you
did?
And it was because it's like, uh-oh, what movies are we going to talk about? Then you talked about the movies you're going to talk about. I was like, oh, yes, Doug, yes.
Well, I think it's not just that we're talking about what's in the cinemas right now. I'm interested in that, of course, but I'm also interested about what's online, what's coming out, what's old, what people might not have heard of. And I think if you just are looking at the multiplex, all you're seeing is what Hollywood is putting out in the forefront.
Yeah.
But, you know, there are podcasts. There's so much information out there about movies. And a lot of people really love film, but they don't know where to access information other than, you know, a book or something like that. And there's just so much out there that's so interesting. I've become an old film addict listening to certain podcasts.
Oh, yes. There's a lot of information adjacent to cinema.
Yes.
Podcasts, books, magazines, and we like to discuss those too.
Mm-hmm.
To add some depth.
And changing attitudes of society, and it's just, I love to see the reflection of the culture in what's happening in entertainment.
And that's right. See, that's what Doug and Mona every single week bring into their show. It's not as though just Doug just shows up. He says, okay, I'm just going to talk about whatever's top of my head. There is so much thought that goes into every single week and talking about the films that are right here in your community, right here in Portland. Show your support for Film at 11, 877-500-5266. And before we go back to Film at 11, we do have a thank you. Linda, who do we have?
We have Jessica. Nope, that's wrong. I'm reading it wrong. I've got to take my glasses off.
Oh,
Rebecca. Rebecca, who's a renewing member. And she's from Scotts Mills, which is absolutely great to have people from around the area. So please, people from outer area, call in now while we go back to Film at 11 with Mona and Doug. So it's 877-500-5266. Actually, I challenge people out towards the Coast Hood River and down towards Corvallis.
Oh.
You all listen to us. I know you do. And, you know, this is a new show, but I love it. I've just been hearing it a few times. I've only caught it a few times. And I'm always going, oh, now that's really interesting. And it takes me into film in a different way than the typical thumbs up, thumbs down kind of way about commercial, what's big commercially. So I really appreciate that. I think you do, too. Call us right now, 877-500-5266. Especially call if you're out of the area. We want to hear from you.
Let's hear from you.
We want to say you're in the house.
Okay, let's do the phone number one more time together.
877-500-5266.
That's it. Okay. We'll be hearing from them or others and others in another few minutes. But until then, what do we want to talk about next?
I want to talk about a very sweet movie I just watched on Netflix. It's a Netflix original. It came online last week, and it's called Tall Girl.
Why? What could that possibly be about?
It's about a tall girl who lives in New Orleans, and she's extremely tall. She's 6'1", and she's in high school. She's, I think, a sophomore in high school.
You know, one of my favorite elements in the movie is, you know, there's the rule of threes in movies, where something significant, a movie's tied together by the a use of a motif that you see frequently. Like in Jaws, it's the big yellow drums coming up. They come up three times. And there's numerous examples. Same in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood of late, as a rule of three thing going with it, with Brad Pitt seeing the Manson people on the street. Now, in this one, it's the use of a milk crate.
Yes.
And once I realized at the end it's introduced at the beginning with no explanation.
No.
It's just another character's peculiarity. But it's so funny and meaningful when you find out
it's very sweet. So it stars a young woman named Ava Michelle, who is made, of course, to look awkward in this, but of course she's stunning. She's a model in real life.
And she's an excellent dancer.
And she is an incredible dancer. And it's directed So there's some faces that will be familiar. Steve Zahn plays her father. And where are we in a world where Steve Zahn is playing fathers now?
I know.
Very old.
He doesn't even sound
this.
Like Steve Zahn.
No,
you know, that kind
no.
of slacker sound is gone.
But it's directed by a woman. I'm going to butcher her name terribly, and I feel awful because she's been in the business for a while. Her name is Nzinga Stewart.
Yes, and it's a sort
And she is a very accomplished director. She's done a lot of TV.
Yeah.
She started out doing a lot of music videos, and now she's worked her way into movies. And, you know, it's. I'm going to say this is a very... It does have a lot of social commentary in it. It happens in New Orleans, actually. So, of course, New Orleans has a lot of stuff going on, but you don't get a lot of political stuff. There's heightism is
yes.
really what the problem
well,
is. It's heightism.
And that's also, you know, the Disney theme of accepting yourself finding your inner power. I'm about 93 years old now, and I still am a sucker for these teen comedies about love and individuality, and I think this one is extremely successful.
I must say
two things.
Yeah,
one, it's
adorable.
A friend of the show, Eric Edwards, photographed it.
Oh, cool!
So so when I say the following, I'm not biased. It is extremely well photographed.
It is very well photographed.
And for a couple of times, he pulls that Mr. Robot thing with the off-center framing, where somebody looking left is at the far right of the screen. It's kind of an odd way that Mr. Robot tried to show it, the disequilibrium in the world. But it is beautifully photographed.
No, it's very well made. It just don't expect it to be anything more than a teen comedy. This is not going to change the world. But if you like that genre, which I enjoy when it's done well, I think this one's done quite well. And it's very sweet. I mean, it really has some very emotional moments.
Yeah.
And I don't feel that most of them are heavy-handed. They feel very natural.
No, it's actually quite funny in many parts. And, you know, if you've seen Pretty in Pink or most John Hughes movies, you know, and there's one character is the John Cryer example.
Yes, the ducky.
But it works out maybe a little bit better for him than...
Don't give it away.
You're right.
So anyway, it's on Netflix now. So if Netflix, check out Tall Girl. It's really, really adorable.
We always have that fallback, you know, for what it is, i.e., that it's just a teen comedy. But a teen comedy doesn't need to be a morally vacant vessel for shenanigans.
No, of course not.
It is talking about the acceptance of others and the problem of mean girls and the kind of lifetime abuse that some kids suffer because they may have an eccentric or a persona or presentation or physical attribute.
Well, yeah, I think that we always revisit the viciousness of kids. You know, there's the outlier is going to be ostracized.
We can't get away from it. We go to work and, you know,
so
we work
true.
In an office and it's following us.
Yeah.
So, it is now 10:22, and this is Pledge Drive Week, membership drive, I should say. It's the membership. We want more members. And
more members.
And as we were saying earlier, the outreach of this, of KBOO itself, is global. So by helping to sustain it, you're giving Portland a voice throughout the world.
Yes. Well, as if people need to know more about Portland, but every dollar is extremely appreciated here, and believe me, it does not go to waste. It is needed and necessary, and this is a service that a lot of cities, as Doug was saying, don't have.
That's
We're
right.
very lucky to have KBOO, and KBOO reflects Portland, and Portland reflects KBOO.
What I'm trying to emphasize, maybe I misspoke, but the value, not news about Portland, but Portland values.
Oh, for sure.
Of environmentalism.
No,
of
absolutely.
Environment.
Agreed. Agreed, 100%.
So many other
we
things.
We need more Portland in that way, I believe. So please call us 877-500-5266, or you can easily do it on your phone these days at kboo.fm. Yeah.
Okay, so this is a... this is a day when Downton Abbey is opening. Should we discuss that for a second?
I think, yeah. Discuss Downton Abbey. Now, you had the pleasure of seeing this movie, and I want to say
well,
it's
I
already
saw it.
Trouncing a couple of movies at It's already
beat out Ad Astra
at the box office, so it's beaten out Brad Pitt.
All right, well, that means nothing to me because I've never cared about British heritage movies or shows or books. I've never seen one second of the TV series. I've never been interested in it.
So basically, what you're telling me is you're the ideal audience for this.
Exactly.
Film.
I'm the perfect viewer of this because, you know, we broke off from the Great Britain for a reason 300 years ago, you know?
Right.
But instead, we keep still wanting to be worshipful of Diana and the royal. We're more monarchists than the British are, who would have a very. Uneasy, contempt-filled, love and hate relationship with royalty, right. Which does nothing except, you know, spark gossip columns there. So it's a tourist thing. The royals exist primarily for tourism purposes, not for policy or politics, or even for culture or anything. So anyway, okay, if you liked it, you'll like the movie. That's all I can say about it. Apparently all of these characters are much beloved, and most of the cast is back, and it's a, you know, it's a modern version of Upstairs, Downstairs. In this case, the whole narrative revolves around a visit from the royals, the king and the queen. So this is between the wars, so I can't remember which king it is. But the house is flung into turmoil because first the royals are going to bring their own cooks and banister buffers. So the servant class, in their abject fealty to both their masters of the house and their own skills, and to prove something to the royalties, have to contrive a way to get rid of all of the royal retinue and serve and make the food themselves. Then there's also subplots about one of the Downton Abbey people, a very appealingly smiley guy whose last name begins with B. I don't know how he got into the family or anything about him, but he has a cute little encounter with the princess of the royals, and to show that he's a true egalitarian, wishes that he could dance with one of the maids that have been hired newly into the house. So there's big tension about whether he's ever going to be able to get together with this the peon, one of the worker bees.
I did watch quite a bit of Downton Abbey, but I stopped watching right before the famous death.
Oh yeah,
of a beloved character.
Somebody died,
and I just never went back.
No, okay.
Although I will say though, it was a beautifully done show, and it was very aware. Politically, there was a lot of...
This one isn't.
There was a lot of... it talked about women's suffrage, and really looked at the relationships between the upper class and lower class, and the relationship between the people in the house and the people who worked for them, and how close they could get, but how stratified the society was. Yeah, but I never went back because I was angry that they were killing off that character, and I just didn't want to be there for it. So,
well, I do you remember the actor's name? Because I think it's Daniel Lewis, perhaps, or
no.
Daniel. He is a great reader of audibles,
yes.
Of audible books, and if you stumble upon one, an audible book that you're unsure that you want to listen to. Find out if it's being read by this British actor, and you will probably like it. He apparently does an exquisite job of reading complicated
text. I have
no
doubt. He has a lovely voice.
Yes, so well, we're going to come up with that name shortly,
okay.
As soon as I can remember it. But in any case,
this is just the kind of professionalism we bring to this show on a weekly
basis.
Well,
you know, it's an educational function. You know, we're here to learn how to do radio while we're doing it.
Exactly.
And learn about cinema as we're preaching to the, you know, the choir.
Right.
So that's Downton Abbey, probably a big hit because, you know, PBS watchers and listeners, they need their movies too, I guess.
Of course
they
do.
It's out there for you.
Listen, I really believe that there's room for all kinds of entertainment. I mean, we all have our genres that we love and adore, but...
I don't care if they see it. I'm just telling them what they're getting
right,
into.
Right.
So, now, you saw a movie called It, Chapter 2.
That we need to get caught up on. Yes, I did.
It opened about 2 weeks ago.
It did. And I am embarrassed to say that I just caught up with it this week, but I am so happy I did.
Why embarrassed? Let's discuss that for a second.
Oh,
because we need to resist the tyranny of opening day.
I guess that's true.
We as a culture.
Fair enough.
But go ahead.
Well, I am a huge fan of the Stephen King book. Mm. Found it extremely creepy. I do love Stephen King, and I love his books. I think they're I love how fat and dense they are. I really appreciate that. So of course this book was huge. So it was split up into two parts. And the first part came out, was it 2 years ago already, I think?
Yeah, 2 years ago.
And I thought it was quite wonderful. Don't ever forget, Stranger Things was partly inspired by
the
book. And
the book or the miniseries?
Probably both.
Probably, yeah.
Combination of both. A group of scrappy loser kids that nobody else thinks really highly of come together and vanquish a monster.
Well, let's we'll return to discussing it in a second.
Yeah.
But let's get to pitching chapter 3 in today's Film at 11. I see head shaking. My segues are not going over well.
I thought that was a beautiful segue. Oh, my goodness. That means that we have some thank yous to give, because that's the KBOO thank you cowbell.
Okay, thank
Before
you.
Before we go to that, we just want to say join the thank you list by giving us a call, 877-500-5266. Again, that's 877-500-5266. Join this list of people who have already given to support Film at 11. Linda, who do we got to thank?
We've got Harold in Tualatin. Thank you so much, Harold. Woo! And I did try to make that cowbell from under the table so it didn't hurt everybody's ears. But we do want to let you know that we like the bells to ring, and that's the one behind us on the phone, 877-500-5266. You've been listening to Film at 11 with Doug and Mona. They've been talking about a lot of different films and from a lot of different points of views. I really enjoy their take on film, and I enjoy their relationship as hosts. It's really great. And I think if you're just tuning in, maybe you haven't heard this show very much. That's because it's only been on about 6 months, and you need to catch on to become the audience for it. And we're encouraging you to do that. Tune in to this, and not at 11, at 10:30 in both weeks. And while you're thinking about that, become a member right now today. It's 877-500-5266. Support the radio station that brings you this kind of great radio.
You know, my favorite things about listeners is they say, should I become a member? Because I know that's me. I'm talking about me as a listener. I say, well, do I support that show? And then I realize, oh, I've been listening to the show for the last half hour. Clearly, this is my kind of radio. I should be calling right now. That's who we're talking to right now. There's people who are listening and saying, wow, I really like this show. Well, if you really like this show, guess what? It's people like you that make this show possible. So join those who make this show possible every single week, 877-500-5266. Or you can go online to kboo.fm. Show your appreciation for Doug and Mona, because, you know, Doug and Mona just had one of those conversations that I love where Mona says, hey, I like Downton Abbey. And Doug is like, meh. I'm like, oh, this is going to be an interesting conversation.
And I just can't stand that they keep putting on so many shows about Downton Abbey, even when I go back and like some of them.
I'm on Team Omar. I'm just like, yeah, Downton Abbey. But see, those are the kind of conversations that Doug and Mona bring to the air every single week, because it isn't always about agreement. It's about their review of their opinions, and they really give it, and they talk about, how is this connected to imperialism? Yeah, those are the conversations you value on KBOO. So show your support for Film at 11, 877-500-5266. Again, that's 877-500-5266. Maybe you can come in on that $8 a month. Why $8 a month? Because $8 a month equals $100 a year. $8. I honestly, that's what I pay for my streaming every month, to watch the films that they're talking about.
Well, yeah, you know, and I have a lot of friends who have a $5.95 one here, a $12.95 one there, and another $6 one there, where they're getting to watch shows. And those are great opportunities, and I'm not suggesting you don't do that. I'm just suggesting that you extend that idea to KBOO if you've never done it before. Call us at 877-500-5266. That's the number. Or you can go to kboo.fm. And, you know, this radio station right now, we're bringing you this great show about films, and every week you can turn into that. But you know what? We can respond to the times, and Doug and Mona can as well. They're allowing us to take a little chunk out of the end of their show so that we can take you live to the climate strike today. So we are going to be going live to the climate strike at sometime between 10:45 and 11. So stay tuned. Now, that's a facile, movable, modern radio station. That's right. We can do it all, and that will stream live to you and to the radio station and on to the internet. So please stay tuned and show your support for that kind of radio.
Can we give a plug also to next week's Film at 11, because it ties into the climate strike? This is how much we appreciate our programmers, because they're like, we're going to talk about the issues for next week. On Film at 11, they're going to be talking about films that focus about the climate crisis.
That's spectacular, you know, and that's only something you can do here.
You're not going to hear that anywhere else, because next week it's News and PA Day, and Film at 11 is part of it. And we said, hey, what can you talk about the climate crisis? And they said, oh, we got a show. And so tune in for that next week. Support it today, though, because this is the type of
this
work.
This is the moment.
This is the moment. And say, yes, I want to hear all those films that are going to tell me about how to be informed about climate change. That's next week. Coming up soon is us talking about climate. So 877-500-5266. One more time, we can give that phone number before we go back to Doug and Mona. 877-500-5266. That's Doug and Mona. Yay.
Thank you, Linda and Jenna.
Thank you.
KBOO's own.
Wow, I feel like I'm pretty good at this when they talk about it. I think that you and I have these conversations in this studio that we actually have when we're just watching movies together.
With less swearing.
In the studio, I should say. Yeah, just
No swearing in the studio.
No swearing in the studio.
Reiterate, there's no swearing.
So anyway,
back to chapter two.
Why
should an adult like this movie about teenagers and then adults under, what is Stephen King telling us about life and school life and the terrors of life?
Well, what I like about Stephen King in his books and the successful movies is that he gets the day-to-day things right. He gets relationships between people right. He understands dynamics, especially between kids. He's really good at writing friendships and relationships between kids and that dynamic of I love you 1 minute and I can't stand you another minute.
But I still
love you the whole time, you know. But he also understands the importance of small moments. It's not all broad strokes. And that the minutiae of daily life is really important. And his characters never do the dumb thing. I rarely see a character in a Stephen King book or movie hear a sound in the attic and decide to go up and explore by themselves. You know, the kind of thing where you're thinking in the movie theater, don't do that. They are aware of, they exist in a world where horror movies exist. Which is, unfortunately, most horror movies do not exist in a world where horror movies exist. So people do crazy, stupid things.
Well, also, the more you are embedded in a real world with real characters that you admire, the more horrific the actions will be. Although I will say that the opening sequence in this one is pretty hard to take.
It is really hard to take, and this is not in the book. Not that exact opening sequence. No, is not in the book, but it does bring us into today, and it is very hard to watch. I really kind of had that was the scariest part of the people are always scarier than the monsters, right? And to me, that was the scariest part of the movie.
Are these kids? Well, I'm not going to spoil it, but are some of the kids involved in that, or not the kids, but the bullies, are they influenced somehow by the evil clown, or are they
that's just the way people are. This horrific opening sequence is just shows the just ingrained prejudice that some people have, but it also speaks to a bigger part of the movie where you recognize through this movie that two of the younger people in the movie had a relationship or could have or wanted to or, you know, just that was impossible for them back in the day.
Right.
In the, yeah. But I really, really enjoyed this movie, and I thought the casting was impeccable, because in the first movie you have this group of young kids, and in the second movie you have them as grown-ups. And
they kind of... pretty much match their
It's amazing. It's amazing. The casting was really just incredible. And I think if someone hadn't just genius had not come up with the casting of these characters older,
you know, there are
it would not have worked.
There are certain performers, especially back in the days of Vanity Fair, that were introduced as already stars,
yes,
even though they've not been anything. Matthew McConaughey is an example, and Jessica Chastain is an example. Well, you kind of resist that and say, oh yeah, People Magazine is telling me whom I'm supposed to like. Fine, thank you. But in fact, both of these performers have proven that they were, you know, Jessica, no one's ever heard of her, and all of a sudden she's in three movies at once, and
right,
they're all like with big directors like Terrence Malick. But she actually has proven herself to be, I mean, she's excellent in the movie about the woman who runs the poker scam.
And she's excellent in everything she's done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's really good in this.
And here we have also Bill Hader stepping into, is doing movies now, post Saturday Night Live, and I found him really good. I really like James McAvoy is in this too, and Isaiah Mustafa is in this, best known as the Old Spice guy.
Oh.
Look at me. I'm on a boat. You know that guy?
Yeah.
And so he comes out strong. And then an actor named Jay Ryan, who is, I think, from New Zealand. And he did a lot of television down under. And he was also in that miniseries with Elizabeth Moss called Top of the Lake.
Oh, that one, yes.
Yeah, and I was very, very impressed. And of course, Bill Skarsgård comes back as Pennywise the Clown. And it's very, very creepy. I really liked it. For me, it was a very satisfying ending to this saga. And it really did need to be made into two movies. And I'm looking forward to the time when they come out on DVD.
Oh, yes,
and
one big epic.
I can have
epic.
Both and do a whole big epic.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's fantastic. Well, is the source of this clown's, is his background given?
Well, it is. The background is given, and as always in these sorts of things, I always find when the more explaining you do, the more disappointed I am. I do prefer kind of the mystery. I think that imagining what's in the closet is much scarier than what's usually in the closet, unless it's a box of spiders in my case, or something like that. But
I will say that the special effects people worked overtime on creating horrific anything with too many teeth. Apparently is going to frighten.
Too many legs, too many teeth. Yeah. I mean, there's some great effects in this movie, but the power of love, power of belief, they vanquish the evil, and happy ending.
And the premise is that it comes out every 27 years, like a locust attack or something.
Yeah. That's basically, yes.
And will there be a third?
No.
It is a
finale.
Well, what we are not wrapping up is a membership drive.
No. Very important.
We are still very interested in hearing from people to join up and sustain not just this show, but the radio station and all its good works in general.
When you think about it, what if you listen and you prorate, maybe $1 a week, what does that cost you, really? What, I could have given KBOO the money I spent on the chocolate-covered raisins I ate the other night, which I really shouldn't have had.
Next time you will. You've learned your lesson.
Next time I will. So it's so easy to contribute. It's so easy to just call 877-500-5266. A lot of you are listening on your phones right now, I have no doubt. Just dial. Or you can do it at kboo.fm. Super easy.
Yeah, there's a small membership, become a member tab toward the top of the page. Click on that, and you'll be presented with the very same form that our loyal phone answers in the bench in the room here are also filling out. So save them a little trouble and fill it out yourself and make a contribution.
Mm-hmm.
It's so easy to do. It takes at the max 2 minutes. Maybe even less than that.
And what's a dollar a month? What $2 a month would only be, what? It's not even a coffee these days.
And yet,
would you miss it?
Yet
no,
more,
but
more nutritious.
Could really use it.
And it's more nutritious.
Yeah, more nutritious. Exactly.
In addition, you can ponder just how much you want to give if you're just doing it by yourself there and contemplating, you know, the there's always money somewhere. And just how much can you give? That's the thing. You don't have to give a lot, but just, you know, as I believe it was Jenna said earlier today, if you just add an extra dollar to what you are going to, if everybody listening were to add just one extra dollar, that would have such an incredible impact in
it
the
really
course
would.
Of 1 year. Yeah.
Yep.
So we are now on tender hooks, waiting to find out what the kids in the grade schools and high schools and colleges across the nation are doing. So we'll keep you apprised of that, and at which point we will find out that our kids are standing up for the climate.
Yeah.
Indeed. And thank you so much, Doug and Mona, for what you do. And thank you, dear listener, for what you do. And there's someone else I want to thank. All sorts of individuals and entities get involved in the manner and to the extent that makes sense for them. And I get to remind you that KBOO programming is made possible by KBOO member listeners and support from Dark Side Cinema, open every night and featuring independent foreign and art house films. The Dark Side is located at 215 Southwest 4th Street between Madison and Jefferson Avenues in Corvallis, Oregon. More information and showtimes available online at darksidecinema.com. So we see the way in which that particular entity got involved in supporting KBOO. How will you do it? Call 877-500-5266 and tell the friendly volunteer phone operator how you would like to get involved and to what extent. What is the amount of your radio bill? And how are you? And how do you want to pay it? My friends Jenna and Linda are on tap to update us on how things are going and other ways in which and other reasons, perhaps, that might put some icing on your KBOO cake. Jenna, Linda?
Well, that's right. Give us a call, 877-500-5266. We're just going to do a really quick pitch break here because we are about to go live to the climate strike happening downtown right now at City Hall. We have our news director, Althea Billings, along with Janka, are down there. They are doing a live stream. You can go ahead and go to our social media and also just tune in right now, because from now until noon today, we are going to be covering the live climate strike going on, the student walkout. This is the kind of programming you want. 877-500-5266. Show your support for the type of programming that you want, which is to cover the climate strike that is happening today all over the world and locally here at Portland. So let's go tune in to Althea and Janka down at City Hall right here in Portland covering that climate strike. Janka, Althea, are you there? All right. Well,
We're lucky. We got another minute.
Oh, yeah.
We've got another minute because we want to take a moment right now, not away from your being able to hear the live stream, but...
Oh, here we go. Here they're coming in.
I believe it's coming on right now. Call 877-500-5266. Call to become a member of KBOO. If you hear us starting and stopping, that's because we're going live stream to downtown to the climate strike. This is KBOO 90.7 on your radio dial, KBOO.fm on your phone app or on your computer. You know, take a moment right now, become a member right now so that you can just listen and focus onto the climate strike going downtown. That's if you're not downtown there. We're hoping that there are still listeners out there. Well, actually, I'd be happy if all of our listeners and all the listeners in Portland went downtown to join this climate strike. And if you remember, we've come live to you before.
Portland decision-making, exploration. Frontline community would give students...
Price. We were there live streaming for more than one day. You heard us at Occupy down by City Hall. We were there through much of the whole Occupy movement. And today we're bringing you the activists down at the climate strike. This is a global action, and we are more than happy to have our staff and our volunteers be able to bring you the voices of the people from their live. I know that's one of the things you love about Democracy Now, and it's one of the things you can really love about KBOO. I don't believe anybody else will be streaming live from down there, and the mainstream media will be doing it very differently with all sorts of views from helicopters, etc. But we're going to bring you on-the-ground voices. 877-500-5266 is the number to call. Let's hear those phones in the background ring. Don't get annoyed at being a little moment late to bring you the climate strike. It takes a lot of technological work to get this going down there, downtown. I'm hoping that right now there are thousands of you, thousands of people who listen to KBOO already downtown being part of the climate strike. I know that we've done several interviews with participants, with young people who are sponsoring this movement. You've probably heard Greta Thunberg on Democracy Now! Talking about this. In fact, all around the world right now, there are young people walking out and they're asking us who are a little bit older than that, us who might be a generation ahead of them, to be being responsible and joining them down there. Don't wait to have to be told that it's an emergency. Come on
you
down
know what?
And join the climate strike.
What I want to hear, a bunch of people call in after the strike today. Maybe they'll call 877-500-5266 tomorrow because they were so busy
today
at the climate strike today, because that is the one excuse I'm going to give people why you couldn't call in. You said, I was so busy down at the climate strike. But if you're one of those people who is a supporter of the climate strike and maybe you can't get down there and you're listening to us, well, give us a call, 877-500-5266. Because, you know, this is a topic that we're not just talking about right now. And even though we're not even tuning in because we're having a little technical difficulties, KBOO has decided that this is a really important moment in our history to constantly cover. This morning at 8 a.m., our very own Heather McCoy interviewed people from 350 PDX. We're talking to the organizers who were behind the strike that was happening just an hour later. And last week we had on Wednesday Talk Radio, Paul Rowland spoke with two of the student organizers behind today's strike, because we know that, you know, we're not going to get exactly the deepest interview from them on the day of, but what we can do is talk to the organizers to tell you why you need to show up today, why you need to be supporting your community in these discussions. 877-500-5266. And it looks like we have our own Jenka Soderberg, who is down at City Hall right now, calling in to give us an update. Jenka, can you tell us what's going on down there right now?
It's actually Althea. Hello.
Oh, hey, Althea, our news director, Althea.
Yes, we just have started the speeches. We are having indigenous speakers right now. They just did a song to welcome the morning. And now we're going to go and hear from them.
Althea, very quick, how many people are down there right now?
As you can hear, this is fluid in the background. They're getting the thing set up so that we can hear the speeches that are going on.
The reality is that this just isn't an indigenous issue anymore. This is a world issue. This affects everyone.
KBOO, you're listening to the speeches from Climate Strike Portland.
We need you, the citizens of this group, to step into roles that can help elevate what we've been doing.
I'm going to do some quick, see if we can pull.
Helping is no longer a photo op. Or a story to tell of a ride in heaven. Helping is finding the cure and the cure is novel. We as indigenous people are the protectors. It learns from us. There is no more time for crying or pointing fingers. We only have one Earth Mother. And that's only for
Greetings for all of you. My name is Dakota. I am a free Macy woman who came from the Highlands and wanted to know the truth. I come from a lot of students in this school, medicine. I'm here today as an indigenous woman, biology student, and a teacher steward. She got me important to work the land of nourishment and so much knowledge. Our ways of healing have been around for generations, and many of our medicines have become the basis for modern Western pharmacology. For example, the Pacific yew tree, Cactus quadrifolia, indigenous to Chinook, Klamath, Huron, Bodog, and Hoopoe Lands, to name a few. These First Nations use this sacred plant for medicine by putting the snails in seeds and using a snail as bone. In 1971, scientists confirmed for different kinds of rules that already discovered by identifying the chemical compound paclitaxel, which was developed in a well-being center of the trade name Paxol, a popular chemotherapy drug to ovarian, breast, and lung cancer. There are many more examples of the importance of maintaining our natural sources of medicine, but this is only one. We must understand that indigenous people's history, the Kiowa history, Channel Island history, in all of our futures. With the Amazon rivers and the waters of the sky, there's not only indigenous people who lose access to the medicine that was once available in those territories. We all lose access to the plants and medicines that hold the spirit. Indigenous and traditional knowledge therefore not to go where we do not belong. And when we encroach upon sacred lands of natural territories in the Amazon, in the Congo Basin, on the plains, when we lose that land, lands of highway development, fogging, and rising waters, we are exposing those most at risk to disease and pathogens whatsoever.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to KBOO this morning. If you were listening, I'm sorry for the audio not being so great, but we're doing something really special. We're coming to you from the climate strike at City Hall right now. We're trying to make sure that we can get the sound to you good from the speeches that are happening there right now. And so, you know, it's a really important thing. We're a volunteer-run station, and we're putting all our efforts into this, but we're confident that we will be able to bring you live from the climate strike. If you want to support KBOO and you want to encourage this kind of coverage, not the bad audio, but us actually being able to go down and get live sound from this kind of event, as you listen to our news in the evening, you know we do this often. Well, the number to call to support that is 877-500-5266. Your dollars make the difference. You know, the theme of this fundraising time right now, this fall membership drive, is Mic to the People. And there's so many meanings to that. So one of them is Mic to the People downtown right now to the activists. Let's hear what they have to say about the world climate strike. Let's hear what they have to say about the environment in which they're living and which they fear the future of. That's what Mic to the People means. So please take a moment right now, call and support us at 877-500-5266. Your dollars really do make a difference. Now back to the climate strike.
It's a four-legged nation, wing station, and nations suffer. We suffer. We must address climate change as a human rights issue, as a social justice issue. We must address this from a multi-perspective problem. This is a multi-perspective problem, and we must address it from multiple perspectives. We must do this because we all have a stake in the fate of our change. I call to you, my relatives, to plant them with us and help them grow. Gina Moscomiton, I hype.
Hello, my name is Aralia. I am Mexica and Choctaw, indigenous to Mexico as well as North America. As an indigenous two-spirit woman, I come from ancestors who have faced lifetimes of violence to keep our culture alive and to preserve the planet we live on. I'm here to speak on that violence. I'm here today to march for all the indigenous people who have died protecting the land that we walk on. I'm here today to speak and march for the 164 environmentalists that were murdered last year. I'm here to march for all the indigenous people who are on the front lines fighting to save the Amazon and all those who are on Mauna Kea protecting another sacred site. While you march today, think about whose blood has been spilled for these office buildings and coffee shops. Think about how we indigenous people have been fighting to stay in harmony with the planet for more than 500 years. We are the protectors of water and land. We have the knowledge on how to live happily without exploiting our resources. We ask you to listen to our voices and to stand with us so that we can continue protecting this planet for the seven generations ahead of us. Thank you. Hoy, bon dia. Meu nome é Yasmin. Eu sou indígena brasileira. Hi, my name is Yasmin. I am indigenous to Brazil. I invite everyone to take a deep breath and get present in your body. I want you to listen to these words that I'm about to say. I don't want you to analyze them. I don't want you to go off and think about solutions or plans. All I ask is for you to listen, receive these words, and feel them in your body. Indigenous genocide is still happening today on this planet. We allow this. We allow this with our choices, our habits, our need for convenience, our staying silent, our playing small, our denial.